Hey guys, what's up? No, good day to you. I'll be coming to you anytime. I don't know when you guys will be listening to this. Could be any time of the day, could be in any city, anytime. So you're welcome to Dysfunctionals, and right here I have a different host and different guests. Not like two different, but you've been hearing the voice, but this is Voltage _ Range, and I'll be the host for this podcast. And here my guest will be your one and only Tisha Benson.
Guy, nobody. I don't be ready to prepare myself. Say, wow, Sam, you can go. I don't like him now. He's not even giving.
Yeah, Dr. PDJ, the whole graduate, hot kid.
Mom, I feel that graduate is don't want you, right? You graduate for yourself.
But it is what it is now. Like, I'll be having Tisha Benson as my guest today on his own podcast.
Thank you for having me on your podcast, too, Mr. Voltage.
God, I pay. I'm a host on his own podcast. What a show. So this is like a eye opener to something big that's coming you guys way. Like a story is it's a drama series that's coming you guys with. So I'll be asking Mr. Tisha Benson about his story. Like a story in a story. I don't understand how that works, but this is me as a host, as a guest. As a host, and he will be my guest. So Mr. Tisha Benson, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm well over now. We thank God.
As it should be. Mm-hmm. So, going straight to the point,
yes.
We don't need to waste our listeners' time.
Mm.
So, what would you say the story and your drama series, what would you say it's about? Like, shed more light on that, please.
Okay, first of all, the name of the story, the name of the drama series is My Abloom Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind. That's in short form means Madam. It was either Madam or Mad World.
Mm.
But I didn't want it to like be too, you know, say it was too in the Mad World by you know Nigerians now. So like I had to go with Madam.
So come again, what does that Madam mean again?
My Abloom Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind.
Wow, that's a lot. So what would you say the story is about? Like,
okay, the story is about a Nigerian family of six. You know, father, mother, and like two different set of twins. So it's just, you know, the father basically is the one writing
the story.
This series. Mm. So it's like a journey through their lives, you know, like his experiences in marriage, in life, you know, different things now that he has seen through life. But me, When I like these stories that I've written, when I was writing them or when I wrote them, it was, you know, I'll say me and Ethan, because name of the father is Ethan.
Okay.
We had the same, how would I put that word? Yeah, I'm a little boy. we had the same vision. Yeah, let me use that.
Okay.
It was like my experiences and friends, experiences from friends, and you know, mixed with a couple of fantasies and everything like that. So,
you're saying the story is about like your lifestyle and other lives, like you blended lifestyles into one person.
Yeah.
So it's like a reality.
Yes, it's like
into your story.
It's like if I write the story of my life.
Okay,
this is how I want it to be. Like.
Mm.
You get that's like what I had at the back of my head when I was writing the story.
Okay, so your listeners will be seeing you in this character. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes, yeah, in some stories though, okay. There are some stories that were from my own you know, place of this thing, and then there are some other stories that I had to, like, you know, talk to a friend, that we talk to the two friends that. As at the time of this recording, I texted two friends to like, you know about their experiences. I asked them a couple of questions, and they were like happy to, you know, answer them and give me good responses. So like it was their response that I used to, you know, formulate the stories, and, you know, and it's not just basically about my own distinct too. You know, I added some spice, Maggi, and fantasies and all of that to it.
Okay, so let's move from there. Let's just go to this. Like, who wrote the story? Will you say Nathan wrote this story, or is it you yourself? Like, are you seeing this character? Is it the character writing this story, or you yourself? Yeah.
Like I said, in some stories,
mm-hmm.
there were some stories I wrote there that they were from my own place of pain and, you know, happiness and all of that. Mm-hmm. So some stories, yes, I did, and there were some stories that it turned to. So I'll say it was a joint work.
It was a teamwork.
Yes.
You and Nathan.
Yes, me and Ethan. Ethan.
Okay, yes. Sorry. So how many chapters does this story have?
Yeah, there are going to be 10 chapters.
Okay.
Per season.
10 chapters per season. So there will be different seasons in this.
Yes, as at the time of this recording.
So are we seeing chapters and episodes? Is it the same thing? Yeah,
chapters and episodes, yes, same thing. So, as at the time of this recording,
yeah.
I'm done with season one. Not like done, but like at least I've read season one over and over again, and I can, you know, say is, you know.
So okay, you said there's more than a season, yeah?
Yeah, there's more than a season.
Okay, does an episode have a duration, like your listeners will be bothered, like, what are we going to do? Like how many minutes are we using to listen to this? Like, does it have a duration or what?
I don't know about the duration. Yes, the duration is a bit dysfunctional, but I can say it's going to be less than an hour.
Every episode will be less than an hour.
Yes, it's going to
and
be less than.
And that's 10 episodes.
Yes.
Okay, so it's left to you to shuffle on how.
Yeah, might be 30 minutes, might be 40, might be 20, you know, but
so
less than an hour.
I should ask you, how did you get the radio series idea? Like, how did the idea come to your head?
Okay.
Since when did it start?
It has started since I've always had this. Okay, when I was in JS2, JS1, JS2, I can't really remember. There's this program that used to go on Splash FM. Like, they used to like properly read, like they used to have different voice actors read like content out and shit. Like,
okay,
so you know, it's drama playing on air. So like, I liked that, and you know, I wanted to like make my podcast, you know, different from every other podcast that they like talk about trendy things,
yeah.
You know, not like I'm trying to like take away anything from people that do that,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just everyone is just trying to like get, you know, to
creative and
so like I was just, you know, trying to do something different than, you know, than everyone does. So I got the idea of, you know,
madam,
and then I decided, okay, I have my podcast, let me try and do that through my podcast. And yeah,
okay, so
big ups to Splash FM.
That's all I thought. So what's the name of your radio series?
I just said that my Bloom Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind.
Mm-hmm. So would you say it's fictional? No.
I think I have to like Google the meaning. Shame on me. Make a sharply Google.
Okay, let's keep.
Make a Google. Oh man, you can't blame me, man. I tell my literature teacher in secondary school. But man, I don't use chopper bar. Make a no lie on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Make a no lie on my literature teacher. Mm-hmm. Make a Google on fast. Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of both. It's both fictional and non-fictional, because there are some stories that you'd be like, this ain't no fit happen for real life. Only for film, this kind of thing fit happen. And then there are some stories that you'd be like, oh, whoa, deep, that's deep. This is like coming from a place of, you know, a deep, this thing, state of mind. So it's a bit of both.
So would you say your stories are like relatable in like in real life scenario? Like you can actually like it's applicable.
Yes. To real life situations. Yes. Yeah? Yes. There are a couple of episodes like that.
Okay. That people can relate to it. Your listeners can be like, oh, I've been in this kind of situation.
Definitely, before, like, 100.
That's crazy. So this should really laugh. Like, how does it end? If you're going to tell us, like, how does the story end? Like, where are we getting to?
I'll say you guys should, like, just when I start, you
fingers crossed, right?
Yes, just
okay. So
what you know, I can't say how it ends from
that. That's true, because like that would be what
exactly
that's like, glued to your. So
if I say how it ends, so what's the entry then?
If you cannot see how it ends, like what's the entry for your story?
Make I give you something.
Yeah, waiting people should be expect, like, as okay. You want to drop the first story, like, waiting people be expect. Like.
The first episode is dysfunctional family, mm-hmm. And it talks about, you know, this story is, you know, is an example of what a fictional story that you read it and you be like. This one fear happen for real life.
Yeah.
So that's what dysfunctional family is about. But if you guys want spoiler alert, the dysfunctional family is about the wife, you know, being a stripper.
Okay.
They were just starting the marriage then. Ethan and his wife were just starting the marriage, so they were like they had financial troubles and everything. So she decided that she wanted to help the family. By, you know, being a stripper, and then they walked around that, and they made it work. That's actually crazy.
Like in a world like ours, like
exactly like
stripper, and the husband is like comfortable, like for God. That's actually deep. So your listeners to actually wait for something thrilling, like
yeah. So from it. There, the story builds, evolves, and
I bet after listening to a couple of episodes, your listeners want visuals to this. That's actually crazy though. So
I would love to do visuals to this, but you know, limited resources and everything.
As time goes on.
I want to start with this radio series first, and you know, see where it takes me from here. Wow. Hopefully, it's somewhere great.
Oh, they will come teach you get sense.
So I don't get sense.
I don't serve you. But this is like a crazy idea though. Like everybody will like want to listen to.
Yeah, to this.
Like
people have been saying
wait,
the same thing.
I can't wait to listen to like at least your first and second. It keeps all going from there though. So.
I can't lie. I don't sabi as I go take down. I don't know how I'm going to like do it, but. I just want to you know just do it.
Yeah,
like Nike. I'm just going to.
Yeah, it should happen. So that's from the horse's mouth. Like you just heard from Tishé Benson, and we're about Madam My Abloom Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind. Ah, me say if I smart, I can remember things. Yeah, and I'm still your host, like. Voltage on the screen,
and I'm your humble and honorable guest. We'll watch you, Benson.
Yeah, and it's still the dysfunctionals. Like, you guys should catch up on every episode. God bless. Bye.
Gracias.